Fantasy Freaks and Geeks. James Gill here with you. The following is a clip from today's Sleeper King Fantasy Football Podcast. Enjoy.
Folks, it doesn't get a lot more crazy than what today was, which is great. I love it. It's freaking awesome. I love it when crazy trades go down and trades that make a lot of sense. And this trade of Nuke Hopkins to Kansas City makes so much sense in the world, man. I'm so happy for Nuke Hopkins. First of all, let this man ring chase, dude. I mean, it's way overdue to see Nuke Hopkins in the postseason. I'm loving it, man. I'm happy for him. He's one of my favorite all-time players. He's one of the best to ever do it. And for him to get paired up with Patrick Mahomes at this point in his career, super stoked for him. But let's talk about this in terms of fantasy, right? And the reason why it is so freaking awesome that we are getting Nuke Hopkins here in Kansas City. I honestly cannot think of a better wide receiver pairing than Nuke Hopkins with Andy Reid, Kansas City, and Patrick Mahomes, man. I'm loving it. I'm absolutely loving it. If I sound giddy, it's because, man, I am. Let's go. Let's freaking go. Let me break it down for you from a need standpoint, okay? Patrick Mahomes is dead last in deep pass attempts this year. Dead last. When I'm talking about deep pass attempts, we're talking about pass attempts that have gone over 20 air yards down the field. He's done this just 9 times in 6 games. That is dead last by a lot. Jacoby Brissett, who hasn't played in 2 weeks, is second to last with 13. Gardner Minshew, who can, listen, no disrespect, I'm a Minshew maniac, okay? I love Gardner Minshew, but the fact of the matter is, he struggles to push the ball outside the numbers, let's be real, okay? This dude can barely get it outside the numbers. In and out of the lineup for the Raiders, he's got 15 deep pass attempts versus Mahomes' 9. Of those 9 deep pass attempts, 2 of them have been picked off because, again, Xavier Worthy is not that guy. He's not that guy. His 22% interception rate is the second worst in the league. Only Will Levis is worse. Will Levis, Billy Jeans, the Mayo King, the guy who cannot hold on to his job right now, Will Levis. He's an absolute disaster. He's a mess. Will Levis. Okay, he's the only quarterback worse in terms of deep passing interception rate than Patrick Mahomes. As a point of reference, okay, Josh Allen is tied for the second most deep pass attempts in the NFL with 24. 24 versus Patrick Mahomes is 9. I mean, nearly triple the amount of attempts going down the field. And let's not make it seem as if Buffalo is overflowing with X receivers. They're not. Keon Coleman, developmental rookie. I mean, shoot, who are these guys even throwing to downfield? I don't know. But that's how bad it is for Mahomes and company in Kansas City. There's literally no one that is getting open for them downfield. Now, I know what you're saying. You're saying, well, what are you talking about? They spent a first-round draft pick on Xavier Worthy. And I get it. After week one, the football world was screaming, I can't believe the league let KC get Xavier Worthy. How are you going to let KC go get this 4-2-2 speed demon? Okay, fast forward to week 7. The league is now saying that Kansas City doesn't have any receivers who can get open downfield. When you say there's no receivers who can get open downfield, guess who they are including? They are including Xavier Worthy because, yes, he has absolutely struggled. Has he banged some defenses over the top? Yeah, he's made some splash plays. When you got 4-2 speed with Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes, you're going to make some splash plays. I mean, shoot, even MVS made splash plays. Don't mean that you're a good wide receiver. You know what I'm saying? And Xavier, and this is why Nuke Hopkins can unlock Xavier Worthy. And again, let's talk about team needs. Xavier Worthy has struggled in contested catch. As a matter of fact, they just don't have a player who can win in contested catch. Per Next Gen Stats, Xavier Worthy is just 1 of 5 on tight window throws. 1 of 5. That is bad, bad. And yet we know that Nuke is one of the best contested catch artists of all
time. Okay, let's talk about press coverage. Xavier Worthy has been pressed on 27 routes this year. He's been getting swallowed up by press coverage so bad that Patrick Mahomes, on those 27 routes, has only targeted him 3 times because my dude just cannot break free of contested catch, or excuse me, of press coverage. And of those 3 targets, 0 receptions and 1 interception. That, my friend, is rough. That is rough. So how does Nuke Hopkins improve everybody? Listen, Nuke Hopkins, great contested catch. You want to press this man at the line of scrimmage, he's going to make you pay. He's absolutely going to make you pay, right? He is going to feast in the intermediate area of the field. They don't have a guy that can win. Forget downfield for a second. They don't have a guy that can win 15 yards from the line of scrimmage. Now they do. Nuke Hopkins is that dude. Now, I've seen some, you know, reports of his demise online, like, oh, Nuke Hopkins is, he's prepackaged lettuce. This dude's triple washed. No, come on, bro. That is not the case. That is not the case. He's not triple washed, bro. I wonder how motivated Nuke Hopkins was playing with Will Levis in Tennessee. I don't know. But I know this. My dude's coming to KC, and he's going to be rejuvenated, man. He's going to be super rejuvenated. So now he's going to win in that 10 to 15 yards area, right? What does that mean? He's going to see the top coverage as well. And that's fine because he can still play. He can still separate. And by the way, even if he doesn't separate, who cares? He's winning in contested catch. You know what I'm saying? Mahomes is going to love this guy. He's going to love this guy. It's his first true X receiver that he has had in the building since Tyreek Hill. And even Tyreek Hill was like a 50-50 inside-outside player, which, by the way, I'm just saying, no Rashee Rice, don't be surprised to see Nuke play a little 50-50 inside-outside ball. I love that for him. I love that for him. But this move improves everyone's stock. Nuke was borderline droppable. He was averaging a horrendous 6.38 PPR points per game. That is awful. That's horrendous. I mean, again, the only reason he's not being dropped is because of name value. That's it. With Mahomes and Andy Reid, I don't care. My dude is a top, easy top 30 receiver now with upside for more. Nah, he's not going to be a top 10 dude. That's just not the case. But he'll have some spike weeks. And we need some spike weeks out of Nuke, and we weren't getting that for sure. But he's an easy top 30 guy. I think he has the upside to be a top 20 guy in fantasy football. You want to talk about borderline droppable? Patrick Mahomes was borderline droppable. He's the quarterback 22 in total scoring. He has scored less points than Daniel Jones. He's the quarterback 23 in per game scoring, averaging just 15 points per game. He is trailing Bo Nix, ladies and gentlemen. He's trailing Bo Nix of all people in per average or per game scoring. Bo Nix averaging 15.5 points per game. Bo Nix is not, he's not startable. Bo Nix is not being rostered in the vast majority of leagues. But Mahomes, because of name value, he is. You know, I've seen a lot of fantasy spots say, oh, you could drop Mahomes. Again, I would have never advocated that because the ceiling is just too high, right? Even if you want to have another quarterback and not start Mahomes, done. But let's not drop the guy. You know what I'm saying? Anyways, this trade boosts Patrick Mahomes and it makes him a borderline top 5 fantasy football or fantasy quarterback. Is that crazy? I don't know. Listen, he's averaging 15 points per game. If he were to get to 19 points per game, that pushes him just outside the top 5. Going from 15 to 19 points per game, you go from quarterback 22 to like quarterback 6, right? He's the best quarterback on planet Earth. You don't think he can score 4 more points now with Nuke Hopkins through yards and touchdowns? And again, by the way, those 3-4 touchdown spike weeks, those are back on the table as well, baby. Okay, they're back on the table. So yeah, when I say Mahomes can be a top five fantasy quarterback, that's not a hot take. He's the best quarterback on planet Earth playing with now Nuke Hopkins and Andy Reid. And by the way, Nuke Hopkins is going to unlock Xavier Worthy too. You know, we're talking about top level coverage shading towards Nuke. What does that mean for Xavier Worthy? All that press coverage stuff that I talked about, he ain't going to see press coverage, man. Because he's going to be off the line. And he can use that 4.22 speed. You know what I mean? So now Xavier Worthy can more easily bang you in over the top. Now he's going to be super inconsistent, but he's a high upside sleeper play. I love that. I love that for Xavier Worthy. Now, let's think about this now. Let's just lay it all out there. Defenses are having to worry about pretty much every blade of grass now. In the inner short and intermediate area, you've got Nuke Hopkins, right? Down the field, you've got Xavier Worthy. Shoot, man, what do you think that means for Travis Kelce, bro? What do you think that means? Obviously, Kelce's been one of the best to ever find soft spots in a zone. Dude's an absolute genius level player when we're talking about finding soft spots in a zone. What do you think Kelce is going to do now that defenses have to respect every blade of grass? I mean, shoot, he's going to find the soft spot and he's going to absolutely murder you, man. Again, I don't think Kelce's moving great, but shoot, he's still got it upstairs, guys. He's going to figure this out. And again, Kelce has been, bro, he's been so bad, dude. What the hell, bro? Kelce's averaging a pathetic 4.1 PPR points per game. Foster Moreau has scored more fantasy points than Travis Kelce. That's crazy. Foster Moreau. What? Oh my God. So yeah, now Kelce is absolutely back on the menu too, man. Let's go. Okay. Tight end scoring, by the way, is so bad that if Travis Kelce goes from 4.1 to 7.1, he's immediately a top five tight end. Immediately. So again, he's going from like tight end 20 to tight end 5. That's not bad. That's not bad. You don't, and again, you don't think that Kelce, as the season wears on, you don't think he can go from 4.1 to 7.1 per game? Come on now. Of course he can. Of course he can. That is why Nuke Hopkins, this player, potentially unlocks everybody. He's good in contested catch. He's good against press coverage. He can win routes down the field. He just opens up literally everything for Pat Mahomes and for Andy Reid and this Kansas City offense. And let me just say this too. Whether you're rooting against him or whether you're rooting for Patrick Mahomes, giving him a weapon like Nuke Hopkins, it's just better for football. It's a lot more fun, even if he's the villain. It's a lot more fun when you load him up with target, you know, earners and pass catchers. You know, let them be the evil empire. It's more fun that way. Or, shoot, if you're rooting for the guy, let's just get better football. How about that? Let's say you don't have a dog in this fight. I don't have a dog in this fight. I don't care. But I want to see good football. And I tell you right now, what we have been seeing in Kansas City from an offensive standpoint, that's not good football, man. That's a slog. I don't need to be seeing that. I'm so happy for Kansas City. I'm so happy for myself because, again, Nuke Hopkins, one of my favorite players, bro. And, again, to see him thriving with potentially thriving with Mahomes and Andy Reid, man, that's going to be great. That's going to be freaking awesome. Let's freaking go. I like it.